Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I won't stop till I'm full. Bro.
Till I burp, my G.
I won't stop till I burp. That's it. That's some stuff.
Right, guys, we go straight into it. No time wasting, no wasting of time. Buckle up, headphones in, concentrating on the TV. It's time for the IG question.
Yeah.
The IG question of this week was, what did you do that made you question your own character? Indeed. I'm just going to reel them off as per. This girl told me I ruined her mental health because of my actions. I felt a feeling of accomplishment rush through my body.
Wow, fuck off. What?
Yeah. Rush through my body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's what we're playing with today. Straight starting. In. All right, cool.
I was babysitting a four-year-old when she spat on me. I nearly backhanded her, but I needed her parents to pay me. Still can't believe I put money over justice.
Bro. I'm just deeming it.
Justice
is backhanding a four-year-old.
Yeah. Money over justice.
Oh, damn, bro.
Damn indeed.
Kids will have you on the ropes, though. Kids will have you on the ropes.
Yeah, they'll get away with it all as well.
Because a four-year-old is not appropriate spitting age.
It's not.
Two,
you know
one,
what
two.
You're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. And it's
four
white. Babies is translucent dribble. There's nothing they can do. Four-year-old, that's it's white
it
and it's got smell.
Yeah. Oh, smell.
They've been eating.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross. All right. Next one. I put a pickle up my girl's ass, slurped it out, and then ate it. She left me because of that.
Rags
indeed.
Why would you do that? Also, she firmed that whole experience and said,
never again.
Never stopped him.
Yeah.
Just said, wow, he thinks,
I'm
gonna let him finish. He thinks he can get away with this.
He thinks he can get away with this. Wow.
A pickle. That will hurt you after. I know it was. There's too much vinegar in there.
Oh,
that's gonna hurt you after. The acidity's off.
Yeah, they strapped him. They must have strapped it. It's disgusting. He cheated, so I robbed him. Drove him to the police station so he can make a report. I couldn't believe it.
Hmm? So he didn't know it was her?
No.
Cheated. Quote unquote, forgave him or just pretend you didn't know. Teethed his shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, babe. And she's like, nah, that's mad. Let's go. Straight drove him. Why can't he drive himself? Drove him to the police station and let him make a report. Yes. She just sat there with the goods.
I couldn't believe it.
She was gassed.
Facts.
Okay, cool.
Zoom dates where they Uber food to me and then pretend my Wi-Fi isn't working so I can eat alone. I didn't know that was a thing.
Zoom dates.
I didn't know Zoom dates was a thing. It must have been like a thingy period.
So I can eat alone.
Yeah.
I've ordered the Uber Eats, like, log in. And I was like, Wi-Fi's not working.
Oh, it's not working.
How are you messaging me? How are you messaging me right now?
Facts. Where's the data at? You've got data, so.
Hotspot it.
Something.
I don't want to eat alone. Big man ting, you're eating alone,
yeah. I just wanted free
food. Yeah. Also, whether we're on the screen or not, you're still eating alone.
Facts.
So eat.
Facts.
You're alone. Oh. We're on a Zoom date.
Yeah.
Newsflash, you're alone.
Ah, oh, that's a low point in life.
That is a low point. Zoom date, you know? I heard there were a ting in COVID.
I swear. I'm assuming that.
I heard there were.
It's pretty much the only like,
that's all we can do.
Link up you can do, yeah.
I'm also, I'd rather wank.
Facts.
I'd rather just, because I'm going to wank anyway.
Yeah, facts.
So I'd rather just be alone and wank, bro.
I'm not having a Zoom date, bro.
I'm just not having a Zoom
date.
Yeah, I just don't date this year.
Yeah, facts.
I'm charging this whole year.
Facts,
Zoom date.
Yeah.
That's butters, bro.
It's a write-off. I said okie dokie in a sentence. It was soul shattering. I don't think I've ever said okie dokie.
You know what I said the other week, bro? I dropped a fork and a four. I said whoopsie daisy. I'm just gonna own it, bro. Dropped it. I said whoopsie daisy.
Did you like feel yourself when you said it? Not pause, but like, did you like kind of like embarrassing? When
yeah,
you
said yeah, it, like, yeah, it was like, yeah, oh, bro, yeah, yeah. I dropped myself. It. I heard the rattle and I was like, and I immediately reflexively just went whoopsie daisy. And I was like, rah, whoopsie daisy. Wow. Is that what I'm on? Some yeah. Hugh Grant thing.
Fair enough, my bro. Teach their own. All right. Stole someone's chocolate from their desk and replaced it with the wrappers. Can you imagine?
That's a mind fuck. I open my drawer of goodies and there's just wrappers, perfectly
lined.
Placed and like blowing it. Yeah, so yeah, it's so like it sits.
What did you say about that thing? You said there was a skit or a show where some guy kicked down a door, but the family didn't believe that his yard got kicked down or something like that.
Oh, Dane Cook, the door kicker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he went to do a break and entering and kicked down the door and then didn't take nothing. So they come home and the door swing. And the husband's like, stay back, bro. What's in here? And he didn't take nothing, just kicked down the door.
Yeah.
Bro,
mind.
Spin me.
Yeah, 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 mind boggling. Slept with a married woman whilst her husband rubbed her feet.
No. that would make me question my moral character big time. Because I can see how we hop, skip, and jump into this.
Mm.
Because if it, I imagine stuff sometimes. Okay. When I'm on my own, I imagine if I can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine if I could like see my, because I don't want to keep being the guy that's like, oh, you can never catch me doing that. Mm. You can never, I'm thinking, we're all normal people here. Mm. Sometimes it happens.
We slip up. Yeah.
It happens. We fall into these things. I want to know what's happening for me to fall into it. Mm. And I'm thinking, let's say I've not banged in weeks and I've not fapped either. Mm-hmm. I've got a roommate or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not fapping, I'm not banging, and I'm horns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shubbing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what it was. There's an episode of the UK Office.
Okay.
It's like, oh, I can't remember. They go out on a night out.
Okay.
And Gareth, who's the equivalent to Dwight. Gareth is the equivalent of Dwight.
Okay.
Gareth is on the night out, lips in one MILF. Mm. Lips in a rug.
Okay.
And you can tell he can't understand how I've patterned this thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So he's lips in, lips in, lips in, lips in.
Yeah.
And as they're lips in, there's one bread just staring at him.
Mm.
Wham, guy, staring at him.
Okay.
So he stops. And he's like, you're right, mate.
Mm.
And the bro's like, yeah, I'm cool. And he says like, who is that?
Mm.
Who's that guy there? She's like, oh, that's my husband. Don't worry about him. Grabs his tool.
It's been flying here for like a minute.
I can see it in my periphery. I'm trying to stay focused on the story. I saw you look.
Fam, I was like, I was following that bitch.
Bro, I thought you were intrigued in the story. That's embarrassing. Yeah. So far, bro, I'm drawing him in.
Pause, you thought I was sucked in.
Yeah, I thought I was drawing you in.
That's jokes.
He's lips in her. Mm. He's like, who's that? She's like, that's my husband. Mm. And he's like, cool. And she grabs his tool and says, don't worry about it. It's like, I just carries on lips in him. Bearing in mind, I ain't banged in 2 weeks. I ain't fapped in 2 weeks. And there's a thing that like, I
can't believe.
Yeah, I can't believe she's listening. She grabbed my tools and said, don't worry about it.
I would have nodded then.
Yeah, facts.
The pre-C would have been different.
Yeah, and then she drags, and then obviously, let's say, lights are turning on the shrubs. I'm drunk now. She's drunk. We've been lips and I forget about the husband.
Yeah.
And I only see him when we're in the whip on the way back.
Mm.
I'm only seeing him now on the whip on the way back. And he's just
clearly now.
Yeah, he's whipping. And I'm like, rah, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, bro, honestly, it's not that deep. Don't worry about it. And she keeps grabbing my tool. Creeps around my lips, in my neck, everything.
Yeah.
And she's saying stuff in my ear. I'm thinking, I might just have to just air this husband, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
what
am I really gonna do? Jump out of this car?
Yeah, yeah.
What am I gonna do? Kick up a fuss and say, stop the fucking car?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I need this tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need this tonight. So then obviously we get back to hers.
Yeah.
The husband pisses off for like a good half an hour. Mm. And I'm easing into it now. Mm. And now I'm getting slopped. I'm doing this, I'm stinking, everything's going off. Before I know it, we're banging. And then I'm looking and her husband he's not there staring at me, but he's just carrying on with his day. Mm-hmm. He's making tea, he's going upstairs, coming downstairs, he's not really paying attention to us. And I'm stressed, But I'm thinking, I need this nut.
Yeah.
I need this nut. Yeah, I need it. And she's screaming stuff.
Yeah.
So every time he takes me out of the situation, she drags me back in.
Yeah, she's
screaming stuff. Every time I look up, she grabs your head, lips is.
Yeah.
Yeah, facing the tics, everything. Mm. And you're thinking, wow. Mm. And a puss like this. Before you know it, the husband's giving out foot massages and you're like seven strokes out.
Yeah. What position are we in that he's giving foot massages?
I don't know. Has to be Mish. Has to be Mish, or you got her legs there and he's just...
I can't see him though. James, I promise you, he can't be in my forefront. I'll be so angry.
Same. Of course, same. But with seven strokes out, 6-5-4.
I'm trying to deep.
With what three strokes out.
What position am I in? It would have to be Mish.
It has to be Mish, and she's her legs are wide.
Wide apart,
and he's just on the side.
Yeah. I'm like engulfed.
Your forehead to forehead.
Yeah. So I can't see her
right there.
Cool. I'm there. So I can't see him.
Of course.
I can't see him, James. The husband. Wham! Nah.
Bro.
I can't see him. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But after you nut, it's terrifying territory.
Yeah. Because the whole facade is done.
The whole thing is done. Bro.
Like, imagine you trying lips her again, like post nut, and the husband's like,
what are you doing?
What are you trying to do to my wife, bro?
You're finished.
Know your place. Bro, who can I tell that would believe me?
Not me.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Not me.
That's mad to me.
Not me. And I wouldn't even let you finish the story.
Yeah.
I say you're either a liar or I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, because it's mad.
Yeah, because I can't see myself getting there. But you'd have to direct me through it exactly like that. And I'd be like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, context matters. Mm. All right. What did you do that made you question your own character? I put sleeping pills in my mum's tea just because she wouldn't let me go outside late at night.
Outside, you know, the worst people choose to use sometimes sweep me outside late at night.
Mad.
Bro, the one time my mum caught me, I wish I put sleeping pills in her tea. She caught me.
Oh, you weren't meant to go out and you snuck out?
No, I was meant to go out. I think I've told this before. I was meant to go out. I was house partying. I was meant to go out. She wanted me home by like 10 or 11.
Yeah, you got back.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I came back at 5.
Yeah.
Came back at 5.
Yeah.
I just charged the whole thing, came back at 5. Opened the door as she was going to the toilet.
What are the odds? Oh, you. You think I won't get you? You think I won't get you, bro? Come back again.
I'm looking. I can't find it.
He heard me, cunt.
I can't see anything. I'm moving like I'm looking at it. I'm just going like this. All right, cool.
It's frustrating. All right, I've got a few more. I watched a 4-hour compilation vid of people getting hit by cars.
Bro, some people watch like ISIS beheadings and stuff. It gets crazy. You know, people watch really crazy stuff.
That's scary.
Yeah. You think?
Oh my God.
What?
I watched a documentary. It's on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called. I'll figure it out, but I'll tell you what it's about. It is about a chick that got killed on a submarine. It's like a submarine, something. So the guy, it starts off with a guy going into a submarine with she's like a journalist or something from God knows where. I think it's based in Denmark. So they're going between Danish and English.
Okay.
He duppies her, but he claims that he dropped her off offshore the night before, came back because the submarine sunk and everyone's going haywire. Submarine sunk. He claims he dropped her off the night before, came back the next day when he was found, and he was the only one. They were questioning him saying, where's the other person? And he said, it was just me on board. But the husband and the boyfriend and the mother of the journalist couldn't get in contact with the journalist. And obviously he's like, what's all these lies? Blah, 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 blah. Lo and behold, long story short, he's a psychopath. He's a psychopath. And you can tell, the reason why he's been documented is because he used to work for a company that wouldn't allow him to make his own submarines and rockets. And he wanted to work. He didn't want to take orders from anyone.
Okay.
Long story short. So he did his own thing and he said, right, I'm going to build my own shit and no one can tell me no. And that's what got another journalist gassed to record him. So there was a journalist that was recording him, which is why we can see the documentary, and another journalist that wanted to just do something.
Go on the submarine.
And she got diced.
Just because.
Diced. So Long story short, they went on his hard drive when they obviously found out he did it and blah, blah, blah. Fam, there's beheadings. There's all sorts of, like, the darkest shit you can find that will sexually gratify him.
No.
The darkest shit.
No, I don't like stuff
people
like that.
Burnt, everything, stabbed with rods.
No. Apparently no, I don't like stuff like that.
Apparently she got hacksawed and, like, stabbed, like, 37 times and dropped into pieces in the ocean. They found her torso, bro. That's how they identified her. Just her torso. And they started finding different body parts and they found her head. He claimed that one of the doors smacked her in the head. That's how she died. But he admitted to dismembering her body. But that was obviously postpartum.
Because he wanted to get away with it.
Yeah, so he would have had a lesser sentence because he didn't actually kill her. Jesus. But obviously, lo and behold, mental.
Oh my God.
Mental. I don't know if it's called Into the Deep. Let me double check quickly. Invented. Peter Matty is. Into the Deep. Yeah, that's the one. That's
damn.
The one.
Damn
brazy.
That, bro.
Brazy. You see it? I can't see it. You got it?
Nah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I can't watch stuff like that.
Yeah, it's bonkers, bro.
Stuff like that really scares me.
Yeah, bonkers. Next. I threw my positive pregnancy test in my stepdaughter's room. Her father was upset with her.
Sounds like an understatement. Whoa.
I got Bon Appetit tattooed on my pussy. I don't think you understand the animal that'll come out of me if I saw that. Bon Appetit.
Bro, if we're just doing because you know it's a bare smooth.
It's bussing, bro.
Oh, bussing?
Bussing.
Yeah, that's bussing. Bon Appetit.
That's.
I won't stop till I'm full. Bro.
Till I burp, my G.
Till I burp.
I won't stop till I burp. That's some stuff.
I'd lose it.
That's some stuff, Joe.
I'd lose
bon
it.
Appetit.
Woo! Ah, she could never be bad as well.
She could never.
That's making my whole body tingle.
Yeah.
Bon Appetit. I said the animal that will come at me.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Flipping out.
Oh, right. God.
Right, lastly, I'm going to breeze through. What did you do that made you question your own character? For 2 months straight, I didn't have a single match on Tinder. Peak.
Oh.
Drove by his house.
That's mortifying.
It made him question his whole life.
Oh, too much.
Oh, God. Drove by his house and touched his car to see if it was hot.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's sad.
I casually placed a hot spatula on my brother's face.
Okay, no, that's crazy.
Put down my little cousin barefoot on a hot summer's day, stepped back and watched him cry, then picked him back up.
Oh my God.
When I was in year 10, I used to pickpocket my classmates' blazers when they left for PE. I did that in year 7.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to anybody here. In year 7, I was a little
pickpocket. No wonder your dad beat you.
I was
You actually were.
I was a thief when I was a youth. Yeah, I had to stop in like year 8. I was a thief when I was a youth. Yeah.
This is why they sent you to Nigeria, bro.
That's not why they sent me to Nigeria, but I was a thief when I was a youth.
Oh.
I stole change when I was a youth.
Swear.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping change in my blazer, bro. That's brazy. You think I'm putting it in my blazer pocket and taking my blazer off?
I mean,
that's staying with me.
In year 7, man, them aren't thinking like that.
I didn't have money on me like that.
Man, them aren't thinking like that in year 7. But yeah, that was the-
I did that in year 7.
That was the question of the week.
Fair enough. Jesus Christ, that's funny.
Right, okay. Guys, as you already know, it's time for the all important game of the show. Top five, grab your boards, grab your pens, grab your wipers.
Let's go.
Just to recap, the scores are Jimmy has 10, Rem has 6, I believe. Ellis has 3. And the top five question of this week is, can you guys name me the top 5 FIFA rankings?
What do you mean by rankings?
So the countries, top 5 FIFA countries, like from the World Cup. Because football countries have rankings.
Right, okay. I know
the top 5 international teams.
Long story short, top 5 international teams in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Is that easier?
Yeah.
That's easier.
I understand that.
But Rem, go first.
Brazil, Argentina, Spain, Italy, France.
Cool. Jimmy?
Argentina, Italy, Germany, Spain, Brazil.
Alice?
Nice one. I've gone England, Brazil, Germany, India, Spain.
India's a brazy shout.
India is...
The fuck did you say India?
India is the wildest shout in a top five.
I don't watch football.
Oh, India!
We know you don't watch football now.
Have you ever even heard of an Indian player?
No, because I don't watch football. I don't fucking know. You said country, I named a country.
I don't watch football, brother. That's crazy.
That's a wild shout, bro.
I mean, you didn't watch any World Cup?
Have they ever been in the World Cup ever?
I don't think they've got a national
team. I don't think they've got a team. Their thing is cricket, fam.
Yeah, they smash cricket, boy.
I don't fucking know.
Sorry, bro.
The game.
It's India.
Well, you said that. You said some
this
heinous stuff.
This is a fucking fly.
You said some stuff on this top five show.
Anyway. We really have.
So recap, Jimmy. Argentina, Italy, Germany, Spain, Brazil, Rem. Brazil, Argentina, Spain, Italy, France. I think the only difference is France,
yeah,
and you
France
were Germany.
And Germany.
Ellis, England, Brazil, Germany, rogue India, Spain.
I said England as well.
England. England's first one, yeah. Cool.
Fair. Not bad. Not too bad.
It's not.
Number 10. Number 10. Spain.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Everyone can cross out Spain. Number nine, Portugal. No one wrote Portugal.
Mm. I was going to.
Number eight, Italy.
That's a wrap.
Number seven, Croatia. Number six, Netherlands. Number five,
India.
England.
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 England. Oh, this is going to run away with it.
Number four, Belgium. Oh. No one wrote Belgium.
I was tossing between Belgium and Germany, you know? That's pissing me off.
Yeah, number three,
it's a wrap for me.
Brazil.
And this is gonna win, and I'm gonna fucking scream.
Number two, France.
Oh, Remski.
That's it. France, Argentina, and Brazil.
2-2.
Yeah, 2-2. Number one, Argentina. Let's go.
Remski.
GG's.
Nice. Back in biz.
Let's go.
Unlucky, Ellis. That was tight.
That was tight.
Pause.
Yeah. Germany, for context, is number four. 14th. In the last two World Cups, they did terribly.
Germany are 14th?
14th, yeah.
I was mad at myself when you said that. So,
really?
Yeah, I thought I'd messed up there.
Yeah, Germany last World Cup, they got knocked out, I think, round of 16. And the World Cup before that got knocked out in the group stages.
Yeah.
In like the initial group stages. Yeah. So yeah, they've been going down and down.
I couldn't even remember the only reason I wrote Germany, even though I should have wrote Germany anyway, I was trying to remember the name of Belgium. I couldn't fucking remember it.
Wow.
So I just wrote Germany.
Say less. Yeah, India do have a team.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here we
all
go.
All right. Okay.
Go on then.
Yeah. They fucking do. So
where were they?
What's
ranked?
It called?
Where
they ranked? Just called India. Sorry. Sorry. Ignore that. Go on.
Let
India.
Me see where they're ranked.
Who's a star
ranked?
Player?
Where they ranked, bad boy?
I don't know about ranks.
I'm gonna find out now.
They're under FIFA.
Of course they're under FIFA, bro. Well, so that's 10-7-3.
Gang. Okay, right. So I know you've got a show recommendation. Before you do, I've not got a film recommendation because I wouldn't recommend watching it, but it is an interesting story. I watched a film on Netflix yesterday called The Founder.
The Founder.
Cool. I'm glad no one's heard of it.
Okay.
It is the origin story of McDonald's.
I'm intrigued. I'm locked in.
It's the origin story of McDonald's.
India ranked 101, by the way. Sorry, continue.
So, The Founder, it is...
It's on Netflix.
Yes, on Netflix. I think it just dropped on Netflix. Funny enough, I started seeing clips about this on TikTok like 2 months ago.
Okay.
And so basically, I remember years ago when I used to work for the PT company. I think I remember telling you, man, they used to make us listen to all these audiobooks and shit.
Okay.
And one of them was about the origin, literally had a quick story in the audiobook about the origin story of McDonald's.
Okay.
And how it started by the two McDonald brothers.
Okay.
Dick and Mac McDonald.
Okay.
And it wasn't actually the McDonald's brothers who like made it the sensation that it is. It was actually a third guy called Ray Kroc.
Okay.
And this is played by Michael Keaton.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to just tell you about the thing because it's obviously a true story. Yeah. So it's still worth watching the film. But basically it's about how what happened was is that Dick and Mac McDonald created McDonald's the first like the first McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And what they had done is they had basically invented the concept of fast food.
Okay.
So there are a load of like drive-ins and stuff like that, drive-throughs and all this kind of shit. But the service was really slow. And like they would have rogue shit on the menu. And like it would take like half an hour, like a normal restaurant. You'd order, and this is when people were like, the waitresses would have like roller skates and they'd come up to your car and all this stuff. And it would take like half an hour for your food to come. They'd always get the order wrong and all this kind of shit, right? So they started McDonald's, and the thing that they wanted to do different was what they called the speedy system.
Okay.
So they had an exact system for exactly how everything works. To get the perfect fries, they need to be fried at this temperature for this long. They can't be left out. Once they've been fried, they can't be left out for longer than like 7 minutes. Otherwise they go soggy. They need like exactly this much salt. Each burger should have two pickles, a pinch of onions. The burger should be cooked for exactly this much time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when you'd walk into their kitchen, everything was always in sync. Like perfect. And it was the same product every single time. And they stripped down their menu. All they had was cheeseburger and hamburger.
Fries
and drink. Nice. That's it.
Nice.
Cheeseburger, hamburger, fries and drink. That's all they sell.
Was that Ray Kroc's idea?
No, it was the McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
So they started this. The McDonald's brother, they started this. They had their first one, and the first one was booming.
Okay.
And it was queues out. And Ray Kroc was a fucking, he used to sell like milkshake, milkshake dispensers, or like milkshake makers kind of. So he was trying to sell them. And basically what happened was the way he discovered them is he was selling a five spindle milkshake maker. So
different flavors per
so what it was is, this was before the time they even had different flavors. So what it would be is, it's basically like a blender. So back in the day, they would have like the steel cup, and then it would have a long spindle stick, then you'd put it there, and it would make the milkshake. So he was selling one that had five. And basically he was hardly selling any, because no one was making that many milkshakes. And then he got an order for six of these machines. And then he picked up the order and was like, yeah, we need six of them. And he rang them and said, his secretary was like, these people in California, they've ordered six. And he was like, what, how many restaurants is it? And he was like, it's one restaurant. And he was like, I promise you, they've not ordered six, they made a mistake. He bailed them and was like, sorry, I think you've made a mistake, you've ordered six. And he was like, oh yeah, I didn't make a mistake, I think we need eight.
Gassed.
Fam?
Yeah.
And he was like, what do you mean, bro? Yeah, it makes five at a time. He's like, yeah, we need eight. Hurry up. Like, how long is it going to be?
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
Yeah, what restaurant is this? Yeah.
He drove across country. He's like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
It's not making any sense. Because his whole job was driving to fast food, all these restaurants. To sell these things. So he understands everything.
On like a pursuit of happiness.
Like that. When he went down there, he saw the system. They gave him a tour of the kitchen, all this stuff. And he was like, wow, this is fucking amazing. But then, so basically what he did is he saw the system, saw what they're doing. And he was like, you have to franchise it. Like, you have to make more. And he was like, we've tried, but every time we make a different one, we've got like three of them. And every time we make like the standard slip,
quality,
and we can't keep it, like we can't keep on top of it. I'm not going to attach our name to that kind of shit. It has to be exactly like this one. So he was like, give me the exclusive rights to franchise your thing. You'll get a percentage. I'll get a percentage. And just leave it with me. I'll make sure that it's perfect. If you're not happy with it, that's running the way that you want and it's not following the system and all this stuff, axe it. But just give me the exclusive rights. This film is special because Ray Kroc is the main character, and all of it comes from like Ray's, it follows Ray and his perspective. But what it starts to do, bro, is it starts to almost romanticize and showcase a lot of the dark side of capitalism and the dark side of greed. So because what happened was the McDonald brothers,
my show rec will tell you that as well.
The McDonald's brothers were staying humble in their little thing. Ray's like, built one, built another one, built another one, built another one, built another one. And because he's,
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes,
talk to me,
bro. Tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
You
got the winter blues. Tell the truth, you got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
You got that seasonal D. Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. It's only getting like 1% of their earnings. And these times they're selling burgers for like 15 cents.
Yeah, it's not much.
He's like, he's making 1% of 15 cents of a burger. So he's not making enough money to keep building new ones, building new ones. So then he's like, and he's belling them, I need more percent. And they were like, bro, fucking chill out. Chill out. You've got your, you've made a few, be happy with what you got, and we'll slowly build more. And he's like, nah, fuck that. I want more. Then what started to happen, and because every McDonald's he was building was doing so well, because they were all following the system exactly how it was supposed to, he was, at first, he was chasing people, I need you to run my McDonald's. And he was specifically picking people who were like hard workers, like him. So like people that were like door-to-door salesmen. It was like people that are grafting and they're not getting their due. He would basically be like, just pay me your sign-on fee and I'll take care of the rest. You're going to be printing money. And they were like, gang. Once it started being so successful, people were coming to him saying, please let me open a McDonald's. Let me run a McDonald's. We can do it. Like, let me run a McDonald's. So he started getting in his head.
Yeah.
Bro, people started asking him, like, how long have you been running McDonald's? Because no one even knew who the McDonald's brothers were. He wasn't telling anyone that he didn't invent it.
Yeah.
He started telling people, yeah, I started it at this time. I did this, I did this. Wow. Everyone's like, wow, you're amazing. He was gassed. Yeah, he was gassed. Yeah, yeah, bro, when I say got in his fucking head, it got in his head, bro. And he lost his mind.
Yeah.
And then BJ Novak,
from the office,
he approached him and was like, but Ray Kroc still wasn't making enough money. He's still making 1%, 1%. And he was like, bro, what you need to do is you need, obviously you're leasing the land from landowners, then building the McDonald's on it. And then you're getting 1% of the money that comes from the product. What you need to do is buy the fucking land. Then the people who want to build the McDonald's
have to pay you.
Lease the land off you. So you own the land. Then you build the McDonald's on it and they have to pay you rent on that land every month. So you're making that and that's you're making your 1%. Now you're going to be making money, bro. So yeah, he's like, oh, bro, you own the land. You get the lease money every month. Plus you get your 1%. You're patterned. And he was like, gang. So then he started a company owning the land, and he called it the McDonald's Company.
Oh,
the McDonald's brothers are banning him. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? And he was like, basically, like, shut up. I'm doing what I want. You man, run your little thing here. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm gonna do my franchise thing. Don't worry about it, bro. It came to a big halt where they were like, literally, fuck this guy. He's running around telling everyone he invented McDonald's. He's running around calling his company the McDonald's Company. He's doing this, He's gas, We need to cut him off. Like, he's lost his mind, bro. But by this point, the McDonald's brothers are making only, they only pay themselves 0.5% of the earnings. So he gets paid 1.5%. They get 0.5%. So they're getting the little piece of money from all these McDonald's he has. They don't have any equity in the land that he's owning. And it gets to the point when they're saying, we're going to sue you, we're going to sue you. By this point, he's got cake. And he was like, fucking sue me all you want, bro. I'm going to bury you guys in court fees. By the time you actually get me to trial, you'll be broke. I'm rich now. What are you going to do? You can sue me all you want. I'm going to keep going, bro. I'm going to keep going. So it got to the point where he literally told them, you're going to have to sell me the rights to McDonald's. You literally don't have a choice. McDonald's is mine, bro. Give me a number. He went there and gave him a blank check and said, give me a number. McDonald's is mine.
Fuck.
Bro, he said, it's mine. And he said, and you know what's funny? I knew from the first day I met you, this was going to be mine. Bro, it's crazy. Bearing in mind, this is the main character. It's not an antagonist. This is the main character we're following. And we're watching him crumble. The camera won't switch. We have to keep watching him.
Wow.
He said, I knew from the day I met you, McDonald's was going to be mine.
Wow.
And the guy, one of the McDonald's, Dick McDonald's, said to him, brother, if you love the system so much, like you came, you saw a tour, we opened our house to you.
Yeah.
You saw how it worked. Why don't you just make your own restaurant?
Yeah.
Why did you have to make McDonald's? Like, why did it have to be McDonald's? Why did you have to take our thing? Why can't you just copy us and do your own thing?
Yeah.
And he said, do you want to know the truth? The name McDonald's just sounds wholesome. He's like, my second name is Croc. Well, I'm making a fucking restaurant called Croc.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I need a McDonald's. He's like, there's nothing more American than the name McDonald's. I had to have your thing. And I knew I was going to have it.
That's true.
Man said, fortune favors the bold. I knew I was going to have it.
Wow. I have to watch it.
Yeah, fam.
I have to watch it. As soon as he said it was a founder, it was about McDonald's, I was locked in already.
Bro.
I have to watch it.
It's juicy.
Wow, well played.
Yeah, well bro. Played. It was interesting movie.
Okay.
And like 2016 has been out for a minute. It's low budget.
2016?
Yeah, 2016, bro. Netflix probably only just releasing it now.
Yeah, it's because it's a new this week. Okay.
Bro, yeah. But I told you, because I remember seeing clips on it for TikTok a time ago.
You said.
Then when I saw it on Netflix, I was like, I know this has been out for a minute, but yeah, bro.
Okay, I'm watching
it. It's rare you get to see like the main character be fucked.
Yeah.
And you're stuck watching him.
Yeah.
It's like Nightcrawler or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, you're stuck watching him and you realize that like usually when the main character has like a dark twist, you're forced to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Fam, this one, greed. Man. That's where he's coming from. Open and honest greed.
That swings to my show recommendation.
All right, go.
My show recommendation, Painkillers. Pain
keeps popping up killers. On my thing. It keeps popping up on my thing.
Type that in for me, please, B. Painkillers, so it's all about Oxycontin. It's all about, so remember a few years ago.
Couple docs.
I told you about the good doctor
or the pharmacist. Yeah.
So that was obviously.
In New Orleans.
New Orleans, it's Painkillers is obviously based on a true situation or true story, because it's about Purdue Pharmacy, right? And it follows Uzo. So Uzo, the black lady, she is, she works in a police force. I can't remember which state, but she's basically hunting these Purdue man down because no one else seems to care that, or no one else legally seems to care that this Oxycontin that everyone is taking, producing or whatever is basically pilled heroin. No one's doing anything about it. And they just keep getting away with it. So Matthew Broderick is the main character. So he is Richard Sackler. So he is the owner and the CEO of
Purdue.
But it all started off with Richard's uncle. So he was the owner of, like, I can't remember what it was called. They own different ones, but he died and they needed to find money somewhere from a different pharmacy. So that's when Purdue started making Oxycontin. But the reason why they started making Oxycontin was because there was another drug that was released by someone else. I can't remember. It was like a codeine something.
Yeah.
But the word codeine and stuff was obviously being associated with drugs and this, that, and the, or like harmful drugs, this, that, and the other. So he thought of a way to coat it with something else and call it Oxycontin, but it was just for pain relief. So what it does, if you take it, you take one pill and it lasts 12 hours. But obviously these men started crushing it and snorting and using it for all sorts. When I say these men made money.
I bet they did.
Matthew Sackler made, Richard Sackler made money, bro.
Swear.
Money, bro.
Money, bro. I love money.
I don't think you don't love money like
yes.
You don't love money like Richard Sackler loves money.
Swear.
My goodness, it's 6 episodes and it's just beautifully written because it's she's telling the story and it's depicting at the same time. So just the pacing, the writing, everything, the acting. And obviously because it's based on a true story and because I've seen The Pharmacist as well, I can like put the two and two together. It follows his story.
Taylor.
It follows his story. His name is Glenn in the show. And it follows his slow addiction to it.
Oh,
and
God.
Sharon Schaefer, the first lady, or Shannon Schaefer rather.
Yeah.
So it follows both. So it follows Uzo as she's reporting the situation, and Shannon Schaefer is a sales rep for Purdue.
Ooh.
So it follows their lives and see how they cross paths.
Okay.
But when I say Shannon gets invested in this, because the money starts rolling in. She knows what she's doing, but she fam.
She can't stop.
She can't stop.
Okay, I'm down.
Bro, these man, these gal, they're great in sales because all they do is hire buff gal.
Yeah,
and all the buff gal go to the doctors and swindle them, say, yeah, sign more, buy more,
they used to call
higher grams.
They used to call them farmer girls. They used to call them farmer girls, bro. And it was like, there's a big part of them in How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
There's an episode in How I Met Your Mother where, what's the homeboy's name? Not the main guy, the guy who loves to fuck.
Oh,
Barney.
Barney Stintz.
Yeah. Where he said his top three, like, farmer girls were his top three.
Oh, swear.
And there's a whole thing where they had, you remember? And they all come in the bar and he's like, fucking farmer girls, I knew it.
Oh, mad.
Terpsism.
Mad. So she's a farmer girl, but there is one guy, one of the doctors that she's like coercing with and blah, blah, selling stuff to. She's trying to move away from it. So she brings another girl to represent that GP.
Yeah, that GP, yeah.
She knows the role. Mm. So she got recruited by Shannon, but she knows the role. I can't remember her name. Let's call her Mercedes. She knows the role.
Is it Mercedes? Because she looks bad.
It might be her.
Yeah, she looks banging.
James, the eye contact she gives, the lack of breaking of eye contact she gives this doctor.
He's buying all the oxys.
He can't believe what walked into his GP. He can't believe it.
Yeah, take my money.
He bangs her.
Oh, is it?
He bangs her and gifts her. Bro,
yeah.
The show is, when I say these man make money, obviously the FDA have always tried to stop them from making this drug.
They're not signing off.
So what these men do is they just buy him out. They buy him out and they keep him silent. They keep him silent and the money rolls in.
Damn, money rules everything.
I think they said they were making 30 million a week. Just off OxyContin.
Just Purdue?
Purdue, because only Purdue was making that.
Oh, Oxy, they're making 30 M's a week.
Well, something crazy like that. It could be a week, it could be a month, but it's bonkers money, just of OxyContin. Yeah, it's a fantastic series.
People are dying.
Painkillers is a fantastic series.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna start it today.
Oh.
I'm gonna start it today. Well, actually, not today, we're going out for dinner.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's very, 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 very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Rem, have we got a trash news at all?
Yeah, boy. Have you, man, heard about the 8-year-old boy in Bolivia who let a black widow bite him in hope of becoming Spider-Man?
What? No, I have not. Have you?
Yeah, I saw this exact picture. I didn't read anything about it.
What?
All right, so.
Black widow.
Yeah.
He's not sure about life.
He's 8 years old, bro. 8-year-old boy in Vuchiloma, Bolivia, allowed a black widow spider to bite him with the goal of becoming Spider-Man. The child searched for the spider until finding one underneath a stone. He then proceeded to place it on the back of his hand until it eventually injected him with its venom. The boy, the young boy was unaware of the black widow's venomous bite, its danger to humans also. Within hours, his body began to experience aches and contractions. He was quickly taken to hospital, where he was treated and made a full recovery.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. He made a recovery. He didn't die.
Yeah, boy.
But what caught me about the story was that first instinct reading it, I was like, okay, what an idiot. And then I thought about being an 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it.
And
I promise
being
you I'm doing
such
it.
An impressionable age.
Yeah.
I was like,
I promise you I'm doing it.
I watched Spider-Man yesterday. I would do it too if I was 8 years old.
Yeah,
I just did this, bro. I just did this subconsciously.
Like, especially a colorful bitch like that.
Yeah, that looks like the Spider-Man.
Bro, like it's the exact one that you've
number
seen in the movie.
Like, that's him.
Yeah. Wow, that grips me. And the worst thing is like when I start getting feverish, I think it's working.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm seeing stuff.
Yeah. I'm not telling my mum. I'm going straight to my room. Just shake it out until I get my powers.
You're going to go straight to the roof.
No.
To try and just
when I start feeling sick and dizzy, I'm thinking, gang,
it's happening.
I'll stumble into my room. I'm not telling my mum anything.
Yeah.
It's happening. I'm dead.
You won't wake up.
Exactly. I won't wake up. It'd be dead.
Madness. But yeah, it's plausible, bro.
Yeah.
So impressionable.
Fam.
Fuck. 8 years old. It's too young.
I was actually thinking about this. I think I was saying this to Cheerdo the other day because obviously we watched Spider-Man, and obviously as we're growing older, I wonder what our kids or our kids' generation superheroes are going to be.
Mm. True.
Do you know what I mean? Because we've always grown up in this DC, this Marvel universe, because this is just our era.
Well, if you think about it in a way where
question, what were our parents' generation superheroes?
These.
Exactly.
Same. Oh, yeah. They're just same. Rebranded.
Just rebranded. They're rebranded. So they're just going to be rebooted. Like Spider-Man's probably just going to be wearing, I don't know, fucking pink and green or something.
I think it's going to move into like an anime situation, you know?
Mm.
Like the way our parents digested their content and their heroes and all this kind of stuff, and which was now rebranded into like live action stuff that we're in today, where us and like kind of like the younger generation now are into. I know a lot of younger generation are getting mad into anime, mad into manga and anime. So I think like they're gonna grow up on that, and then the generation after that, it's gonna have, you're gonna have like live action anime that's gonna look crazy. Like Naruto live action is gonna be nuts. And then we're gonna have these like figurehead characters, your Eren Yeagers, your Narutos, your Ichigos, your Luffy's. Apparently Luffy's been mad. TikTok won't stop showing me.
Is it Gear 6 or whatever they keep
calling
it?
Gear 5. Joy Boy.
I don't know.
That's what they're calling
him. I know nothing about White One Piece.
So. I know nothing about One Piece, but these Joy Boy clips keep bombarding my TikTok. And looks hard. I'm not going to say. But yeah, I reckon, yeah, your Tanjiro's and all them thing there.
Fair.
There might be the heroes of tomorrow.
I couldn't see a live action Demon Slayer. Like a greasy one, I couldn't.
Why do they always butcher those? Live action in the animes. They're often butchered.
Because they're just low budget bullshit.
Someone needs to just grab them.
If a real, real studio got behind it, the same way Netflix are getting behind The Last Airbender, I'm hoping they do it.
Justice.
Fucking justice.
I need someone like James Cameron to direct it. So I know it's legit.
Because what
he did for Avatar in 2009 or 2009, 2010 was way beyond his time. So, yeah.
Yeah, they need a diehard director who's... The studio's got the budget and he's got the vision to make stuff like that slap.
The potential's there, man.
The potential's crazy.
The potential is there. I'll be excited for that.
Same, bro.
I'll be excited for that era.
Bro, I would watch it as a 60-year-old man. I don't care.
I'm watching anime till I die, so it doesn't matter.
It literally doesn't matter. But yeah, that's fucking crazy. I would 100% do it as well. 100%. Right. Before we do anything else, we're gonna play a round of rhyme time in a minute. But before we do, to keep this bastard accountable, I'm gonna bait him out. So Ellis said he wants to do 75 hard.
Oh god.
I'm gonna bait him. Sorry, bro, I was for your best.
No, that's fine. Okay.
Ellis apparently is doing 75 hard.
Yeah, man, I'm looking.
So run us through the rules again, sorry.
Cool. So the rules are, obviously it's for 75 days. And every single day you need to do 5 things. One, follow a diet. It could be a diet of your choosing, but it needs to be a structured plan and it needs to be with the goal of physical improvement. Second, 2 45-minute workouts. One has to be outside, has to be.
Okay.
3, take a progress picture. 4, drink 1 gallon of water.
Gallon?
Yeah.
It's like 4.5 liters.
And
every day?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last one, read 10 pages of a book.
That last one, I'm charging.
Yeah.
That last one.
That's the easiest
after
one.
After my 45 minute walk in and out and a 4.5 gallon or whatever, yeah, I'm charging the books.
Yeah, I just want more discipline, man.
Fair enough, my bro.
I genuinely do. I want more discipline. I want every day to be just fucking bang,
go, go,
bang,
go,
bang.
Go,
just
go.
Be on it. I want.
When do you want to start? When do you plan on starting?
The only thing I'm figuring out at the minute is the diet. I want to figure out what I want to achieve. And what I want to eat. Once I've figured out the diet, I'll be sound. I've got the workouts down. I'm going to buy a gallon of water drug thing. Book, easy. I've got loads of books I need to read. So yeah, once I've figured out the diet, I'm doing it.
All right, bro.
It's out there. It's actually out there now.
Okay, say less.
I'm going to give you £500 if you do it.
Ooh.
Really?
Really?
I like the accountability.
Fair play.
If you manage to do it, tell the fucking truth.
I lie, these 2 45 sessions, mate, man could lie about that. What are you talking about?
Fucking lie to me.
Yeah. No, I'm going to, that's another thing. I'm going to buy like a notebook like this.
Yeah.
And I'm literally every day, 75, bang, bang, write down everything I've done.
Damn. Do
you know, he can't lie. He ain't a good
liar.
He's a shit liar.
Yeah,
he's a shit liar.
He is.
He'll go red.
He'll
go red. He'll be like, yeah, I did it. I'll lump my monster in your head. I would rate if you do it. You know what I would rate the most?
Yeah.
If you came in here and said I was on day 11, but now I'm back to day 1 because I fucked it,
yeah,
I would rate you.
Oh yeah, sorry, because that's another rule. Yeah. So if you break it, you're start back again. To one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking,
yep.
It's non-negotiable.
I remember when
we're going to be on tour as well. You know,
fuck.
You're going to have to do it on tour.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to. There's literally every day. Yeah.
I would. That's rape the thing, you, Ellis.
I've got to figure it out.
Mostyn did it. You remember Mostyn from Manny?
Yes.
He did it, but he obviously he tried to do it. I don't think he did it 75 days. I think he maybe did it for like a couple weeks.
Mm.
And obviously he's a slim breader. I saw his before and after.
Crazy. Swear, from a couple weeks.
It works.
Mad. If you do it, I'm fucking works. Doing it. If you do it and you come in and I see changes, I promise you right now I'll do it.
Cool.
Wow.
I like this.
Really?
Yeah.
I said it works.
Sick, man. I think as well.
Stop, because I'll do it. It works. I will actually do it. If you manage to get fair, through it.
I might actually document it with my GoPro.
Damn. Yeah, you should, bro.
No, the chest mount.
Content, bro.
Document it.
Content, you should.
I think I'm going
to
do it.
That's more motivation for you to do it as well.
Yeah, it'd be sick. Yeah, that's the thing. I think that will push me a little bit more if it's like, post it every day.
Accountability.
Stuff like that.
Damn.
Make a separate page and post it.
I'll be seriously impressed. I won't judge you if you can't do it, but I'll be seriously impressed if you do it.
Yeah.
And then there's a predator that we follow who did it literally not long ago. I'll send you some links. Because he runs a podcast and he documented his entire journey.
Yeah.
He did a recap and there's a lot of like documents in there. But if you do it, I promise you I'll do it.
I think the only thing that will get me is that like no meals out. I won't be able to have fucking meals out. Unless
you'll just have to be healthy, right? It has to fit into whatever diet you choose.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that meals out can
so
fit into
So I can still
that.
Eat out. It'll just have to be like
steak,
healthy.
Steak and rice, steak and veg. Yeah. Like fish. Nando's is always a buff one.
Yeah. Yeah, Nando's will be sound, to be fair.
I had Nando's yesterday, bro. Chicken, rice and coleslaw. That's what I had.
Mm.
So yeah, you can do it.
Mm.
But yeah, I will be so impressed. And if you come in, I'm thinking, wow, he's looking wham, wham and lean.
Yeah.
And educated. He keeps reading.
Yeah, yeah.
He stays reading.
Yeah, mentally you'll be.
Yeah.
It's that second workout that will fuck me.
Yeah.
The second workout will fuck
and
me.
And one has to be. So that's the thing. If it's bad weather, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, that will fuck me up. 45 minutes is a long time. I'll get out in the rain and it'll be like 13 minutes. I'll be like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing and why am I doing
it? The outside one will be okay. Like I said, what I'm going to do is like, even on recording days, I'll walk to the train station. I usually get an Uber. It's like a 45 minute walk.
What station are you going to, brother?
To my local one. My local one's fairly far.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Yeah, no, not from here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
all right, fair play, man. I'm excited for you, bro. Best of luck.
Nice one.
Let us know the day you plan on starting.
I'll let you know.
All right, sort it. Calm. Right, let's finish on a quick round time, yeah?
Yep.
So we're just going to jump straight into it. And I'll say the name that we're going to start on, but then we're going to go straight to you, okay? I'm just gonna say the name and then you have to go straight in.
Fuck.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
As opposed to me saying the name, then me doing the first rhyme, then going there.
All right, cool.
Ready?
I think so.
We can do reverse if you want. We did this way last time.
Whichever, wherever the floats anyone's boat.
Let's run it.
All right. Ready?
Go on, lad.
3, 2, 1. Chris Brown.
Shapes his left, but I'm upside down.
That's not how the game goes, but you're nearly there. I'm going to run it back one more time. You have to say Chris something.
You've been this before, yeah.
Okay, I got it now. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Ready?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm Chris Brown.
I'm upset, so I Chris frown.
Ooh, hello.
I'm going to do this 75 hard on Chris down.
And you're going to say down. People don't call me Rihanna, but I'm Chris Town. I was going to say run the town.
You're out.
I am definitely out. That was poor.
Yeah, don't call me Rihanna on Chris Town. That doesn't make any sense. A man had to reiterate, run this town.
It's poor.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Team.
I got a big red nose. I'm Chris Clown.
I'm the king of this game. I'm Chris Crown.
Ooh.
I'm good with my words. I'm Chris Noun.
Noun!
Wow!
Ellis is really good at this.
He is.
You are reading that book.
Yeah, you actually are. I'm out.
Yeah.
Fucking out, guys. It's mano a mano.
Yeah, go on.
Rem, you're up.
James out the game. Now he's Chris Frown.
You said Frown first, no?
Did I say Frown already?
Yeah, Frown's already done.
Frown's been done. Ellis won.
Yeah, well done, Ellis. That was an easy dunk.
Easy dunk.
Damn, I need to think better under pressure.
Now,
you know. Yeah. I'm good with my words. I'm Chris Noun.
I need to step my game up.
Yeah.
I need to step my game up.
All right, next one.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Frank Ocean. This one's going to be horrible.
Ooh, Jesus.
Wait.
Should we go the other way?
Yeah, you can go the other way.
All right, Frank Ocean.
Frakes has to be out.
No.
Frakes has to be out.
Okay, let's start all again. Because I've got my rhymes, but I've got another words before.
All right, cool.
All right. Frank Ocean. I mix up my words. Call me Frank Potion.
I'm keeping active. I'm Frank Motion.
Fair.
I was going to say Motion next.
Fair.
Give me my E45. I'm Frank Lotion.
I was going to say Lotion. Piece of shit. I'm pushing a narrative. I'm Frank Notion.
All the oceans you might have said were the ones I was going to go for next.
That's a good one. Notion's a good one.
I'm out. I don't think there's any more rhyme words. I'm out. That's 2 for 2.
I'm out. I can't think of any more.
When I catch this dub, I'ma cause a Frank commotion.
Oh my god.
That's good.
Frank commotion.
Fuck!
Fair play, Rem. Well done.
That's 1-1.
One.
Oh god, you've got nothing.
Yeah. The hosts are getting the least, bro.
What's the last one, bro?
Right, last one. Hugh Grant. Let's get this back this way.
I'm on the edge, I'm Hugh Slant.
I was going to say Slant.
I got the green fingers, I'm Hugh Plant.
Plant, fair.
I've lost twice in a row, I can't this time, I'm Hugh Can't.
All right. They stopped calling me Uncle, I'm Hugh Aunt.
Oh, fuck.
I'm out.
Calm.
I'm out.
Oh.
Can't think of any. Damn.
I'm out.
I told you to stop. That's Hugh Shant. Okay, I win, no?
Everyone's out.
You win. I didn't have to say anything, but it made sense for me to say that.
Yeah, the huge shot, I was like, you win.
All right.
That whole round was poor.
That was poor. Guys, we're going to run it back next week. We have to run it back next week because that was terrible from everyone.
Yeah, it was hard.
The pressure was too high. The noun was crazy. Crazy. Wow.
I don't believe it.
Wow.
Good with my words, I'm Chris Noun.
Chris Noun, bro, that was hard.
I like that one.
Moving like Papa Duck.
Fuck my bro.
Wow.
I thought I was good with words.
Same.
I thought I could rap.
I was a penman. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought my penmanship was up back in the day.
Actually,
not.
Considered myself a lyricist before this game.
Yeah.
Like, good with words, I'm Chris Noun.
Brother!
That's stink face boss.
Fuck, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. That's clashing boss.
Yes, yeah, that is clashing boss. Full on clashing boss. Wow. Okay. Right, anyway, guys, we're going to charge it there.
Yeah,
we're going to run that back next week.
We will.
But as always, follow us on... I didn't even do an introduction today.
You didn't. Do it now.
Guys.
Closing statement.
Follow us, go subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/shitsandgeeks. It's going to cost you a measly £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G and indoctrinate yourself in the cult babies, guys, okay? Everything's important. The after parties are running. The tour is back up and running. Get yourselves tickets. Get yourself first dibs on everything. Build yourself into the community. If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. If you want more content, even more on top of that, go to our reactions channel. That's Shits and Geeks Reacts. And without any further ado, guys, love.
Gang.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.